In what has become a colorful and celebratory local event, the annual public march and rally in observation of International Workers' Day is expected to draw hundreds of people to Roseland and Juilliard Park on Tuesday. This year, the organizing coalition of labor, immigrant rights, social justice, and progressive groups are seeing their message echoed by Occupy Santa Rosa.
The Occupy movement and the immigrants' rights movement are coming together to plan a whole day of activities culminating in a big march in the afternoon.
Carl Patrick, an organizer and spokesman for Occupy Santa Rosa, told a small downtown press conference that they're reaching out in an effort to expand diversity within the respective causes.
Usually the May 1st marches have been 95% or more the Latino community. They've been mobilizing and keeping the tradition alive. And so this year we're trying to bring the Occupy movement, which is more heavily white folks, specifically white poor and white working class folks, at least in Santa Rosa. And so we're trying to bring the white working class folks together with the immigrant workers. And we think that's a really powerful opportunity to desegregate our communities and desegregate the working people in our communities.
To underscore that intention, Colin Raja of the Oakland-based National Network for Immigrant and Refugee Rights was on hand yesterday to speak on the issue of immigrant workers and the global economic crisis. Recent reports of a sharp decline in immigration traffic north from Mexico, he said, can be tied directly to the weak American economy.
There are a lot less jobs, a lot more repression, so things are a lot more difficult. Even the lowest paying jobs have diminished quite a lot here in the last couple of years. That has stymied a lot of the flows. But at the same time, we also have increasing repression, particularly at the border, getting just so dangerous. We're experiencing a humanitarian crisis at the border. The risk of life is tremendous right now.
Those who have crossed the border successfully are now just hunkering down and staying put.
In California, as it is in Arizona and Texas and all the border regions, communities have virtually been split and people have been forced to take really great risks to cross. And once they're across, they don't go back, which wasn't the case before. And people used to go back and forth all the time, you know, work one place, live in another place. That was the larger community. Now it doesn't happen anymore. If people cross over, they stay. They don't go back just because of the risk involved.
These concerns will be among the many issues fueling the May Day march and rally, which Raja notes is increasingly an occasion when demands for immigrant rights and labor rights converge.
Immigrants make up a tremendous part of the workforce now and should be granted equal rights. And the granting of and support of equal rights for the immigrant worker really makes sense all around because it's a tide that lifts all boats. And for workers, ensuring that everybody's workers' rights are protected really ensures that the labor movement's own members' rights are enhanced and protected.
For Occupy Santa Rosa, May 1st is being promoted as a day to take back the wealth by refraining from shopping or going to work or school. But the following day may be even more significant locally, says Carl Patrick.
Our General Assembly has agreed to reestablish our public presence right here in Courthouse Square starting on May 2nd. It's not going to be a camp. We're not going to be, at this point, staying overnight, but we'll be here every day holding events, workshops, meetings, and kind of just having a central location where people can come and plug in and join. So we're just trying to make it easier to get people involved.
Their plan, he says, is to be visible and active, but not confrontational, leaving the downtown park each night at its 10 p.m. closing time. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.